Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick a Mix with Anne and Julian. Hopefully we've got Dr. Michelle Byrne on the line, have we?
Yes.
We do. Yay. It gets very exciting when it eventually works. I think we've got a little problem with our board today, but don't you worry, as long as we can still chat to everybody, it's all good.
We do seem to have a few special effects on the music where it seems to be echoing, but we will endeavour to try and figure out what's going on there, so bear with us.
If not, it's meant to be. Hi, Michelle. So how are you since we last spoke a month ago?
Yeah, doing very well. How are you guys going? Doing all right?
Good, very good. We're self-isolating. We're a metre and a half away from each other, you know, in the studio.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Kind of see glimmers of hope now, though, aren't we?
Yes.
With the slight easing of some of the restrictions, which is good.
Yes, let's just
still
hope
we... Still back into that social isolation, don't we?
Yes, definitely. If we can keep it up, I think we'll be going in the... upward spiral of goodness.
Yes, it'd be nice to be on an upward spiral, not a downward spiral, won't it?
Oh, definitely right. Yes, but what an experience, that's for sure.
I know. But I can at least say, you know, I was looking after patients yesterday and I said was talking to them and I said, you know, the government may not be perfect, but it's done the right thing by making us do all self-isolation, so at least we can, you know, get knock it on the head sort of thing, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I think both levels of government have done a fantastic job, state and federal. You know, they're making hard decisions.
Yep, definitely.
Well, you know, either way you go, you're impacting people's lives.
Yes, definitely.
And not easy, that's for sure. But I think they've done a great job to get us to this point. When you compare Australia to the rest of the world and some of these other countries and you see what they've gone through, the number of deaths and things like that, Australia's done very well.
Yeah, we're very proud of the country, actually, you know, so it's a good thing that we're all self-isolating. Yes. So you posted on Facebook yesterday that you're going to choose the youth ambassador tonight.
Yes, that's right. So it'll be an announcement on my Facebook page tonight as to who our two new youth ambassadors are for 2020 and 2021. And it's always exciting. And over the next 12 months, these young people will be participating in community events, in council events. They'll be doing speeches and things like that. And they'll also be providing direction to the Hills Youth Army. And hopefully they'll also come up with a couple of community projects that they want to run over the next year. And the youth ambassadors, they all come along and they all have different interests. There's some interested in mental health, some interested in domestic violence. We had one youth ambassador that was so passionate about music, she started a choir. That choir still exists today, so you can see what ideas and thoughts they've come up with. And what's also great about the program is it gives council a chance to hear from the young people as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to think that I'm still young.
Oh, you are. Definitely.
I'm not. Oh, well, no. Politics and children ages you very, very quickly. But it's important to me that we hear from our young people and hear what they're thinking, what are the issues are for them in the Hills, and also in terms of future planning as well, what it is that they want to see happen in the Hills, what sort of infrastructure would they like to see in the Hills for young people as well. So it's a very important program. So this year we had three ambassadors that are finishing up and they did a fantastic job. Tian, Savannah and Reshmi, they were fantastic youth ambassadors, and tonight we'll announce the next two.
Wow.
Which is very exciting, and it was actually a very tough process picking youth ambassadors. We call for expressions of interest, we ask people to nominate, and then we go through an interview panel process. And just the calibre this year of the applications was incredible. It was a particularly tough job to pick just two. I wanted to pick them all. So I guess that's a good problem to have, but, you know, it just shows you the level of talent that we have in our young people out in the Hills as well, and their commitment to community as well, which is fantastic. So I think the future's bright.
Yeah, that's so good. And it keeps them here then, doesn't it, as well? Keeps them in the Hills.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, absolutely, which is a good thing. And it's good to see them investing in community as well, because at some point they're going to be the future councillors, the future mayors, the future state and federal members of parliament as well.
So how long do they hold the position for?
A year.
Okay.
So it's a 12-month appointment.
And what's the process for becoming a youth ambassador?
So every year we call for nominations. So we do a bit of work on social media and our website, and we ask people to nominate for the position. Then we read through all the applications. There's a judging panel put together, which consists of myself, a council officer, and a representative from the police as well. So then we sit down, we go through all the applications, we narrow the field down, and then we do interviews. Interview them, and then based on the interviews, we pick a couple of youth ambassadors.
Excellent. So it sounds like there's a couple of young people that are going to be in for an exciting 12 months then.
Absolutely. And you'll find out tonight. I'd love to tell you, but I might be in trouble.
Oh, no. Yeah, we don't want you getting into trouble.
Quite early.
Maybe you can tell us a bit more next time. Maybe, yeah. In fact.
Absolutely. I'll be able to tell you more about them and who they are.
Maybe they might like to come on as a guest, actually, one day. Yeah. That would be exciting, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And tell us what they're doing.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Some of these young kids have done some incredible things.
Yes.
You know, volunteering overseas and doing stuff within their schools.
They'll have to definitely come on and chat. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. And you know, it's a particularly exciting, well, exciting is probably the wrong word, but, you know, what a time of life to come on and be an ambassador and be in that sort of a leadership role model position when we're going through something that is so unusual and you know, we'll probably never experience, hopefully we'll never experience something like this ever again.
Definitely right.
Now I guess the other thing that was big news since we spoke to you last was the Orange Blossom Festival.
Yes, it's very sad news.
Yeah.
We made a decision to cancel this year's event, which wasn't easy. It's always difficult because, you know, Orange Blossom Festival is one of my favourite events of the year. I can remember celebrating it as a small child as well. And, you know, to turn around and say we're going to cancel it, it wasn't easy. But
yeah.
I guess it's the you know, the situation we find ourselves in. We don't know how long the pandemic is going to go for.
Yes.
We don't know when the restrictions are going to be lifted. We don't know when we can go back to having large-scale community events. We don't know how people are going to feel once the restrictions are completely lifted. Are people going to be nervous to go into a massive community event with thousands of people? We don't know. And then that lead time in terms of, you know, planning the event, and then what happens if government hasn't lifted restrictions or people are too nervous to come out, so you've got no one attending. So we're hoping next year we'll bring it back bigger and better than ever, and I'm sure we'll find ways to still celebrate Orange Blossom Festival, maybe virtually somehow, I'm not sure.
Because I know some of the other community things are going virtual, aren't they? So I think the Relay in the Hills, which is due to be soon normally, isn't it, middle of May, that's happening.
May 16th, next weekend.
Yeah, that's right, but virtually, and I guess that might be... the way some of these big events are for a little while.
We're looking at doing the sleep app via Zoom as well, online. At home.
Or on Zoom.
Oh,
so you've got to definitely make sure that we sleep outside, because, you know, we might sneak inside.
Maybe there'll be a Zoom check-in every hour.
Yeah,
maybe have to do that.
I know, because it'll be cold. We've done it before.
And what about some of the other events that are due to happen later in the year, like the Christmas in the Hills? I guess it might be a little bit too early to say at this stage.
Too early to tell. We're hoping by then we'll be able to have Christmas in the Hills.
Yeah. And what about some of the smaller community events? Are they still happening or...?
Not at this stage.
Right.
The garden competition might still happen, because obviously that's not an event that draws hundreds of people. So some of those tiny ones might still occur.
Yeah.
We're in the process of talking to all the people that run those various events, but the larger scale ones at this stage won't be happening.
Right.
So the fun run, that won't be happening. Some of the big affairs won't be happening, which is really sad.
I guess people are going to be, you know, looking forward to next year when hopefully we'll cross our fingers that, you know, we can have these sorts of events again and community can come back together.
Oh, absolutely.
I guess the problem is it's all a bit of an unknown quantity at this stage, isn't it?
It is. I think that's the problem. I don't think government really knows, because anything could happen with the transmission rates and things like that.
Yeah.
If they lift them too quickly in terms of the restrictions, you could get a spike, you know, you could get a relapse, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just waiting, I suppose. That's all we can do is just wait and
it's
hope.
It's funny, isn't it? 6 weeks ago it was all flattening the curve, and now people are talking about the second wave. So.
Yeah.
We are making progress through the process.
Yeah, we've come this far, so it'd be sad to see us go backwards.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, it'd be very disappointing if we go backwards, won't it?
would be.
So
yeah,
it's kind of interesting
to see the impact. No, it's not interesting, but the impact of the virus on our community. Mm. So our Meals and Wheels service, the number of people taking that service up has doubled since the virus. Wow. So there's still that need within our community in terms of our most vulnerable needing assistance.
Yeah.
We've also had lots of requests from our seniors for books from the library.
Mm.
So we've just introduced a temporary free book delivery service for our residents that are aged 65 and over, because now they're isolated at home, can't necessarily leave home.
Yeah.
At least now, you know, through the Service Council's offers, they can at least get their food, meals,
yeah.
They can get books, they can get toilet paper, we give them toilet paper as well.
Yeah.
So,
And what's happened as far as volunteering goes? Because a lot of volunteers tend to be people who are, you know, retired and got a little bit of time on their hands to give back to community. Has that impacted volunteer numbers at all?
It has. Yeah, it has. Most of our volunteer work is now stopped.
Mm.
All our Meals on Wheels was done by volunteers, but again, they were 65 plus, a lot of them themselves.
Yeah.
So we can't have our vulnerable delivering food, so staff are now doing things like that.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of it's had to stop until we get through the virus, through the pandemic, which is sad as well, but still trying to connect with people as well and try and keep our community together the best we can as we go through this.
Yeah. So is volunteering for people who aren't in one of the vulnerable groups still an option if people have got time and want to volunteer?
Yeah, potentially, yep.
Right.
Look at what they could do to volunteer to assist us if they can and are interested.
Okay.
We're obviously being very careful with that at the moment because we don't want to put anyone in a difficult position or expose them to anything. But yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. And the best thing is to contact council, is it, on that one?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. And I guess it's, you know, sort of not quite business as usual for the council, but what else is happening at the Hills at the moment? Is there anything else to report that's newsworthy?
Yes, we've just put on exhibition our draft Hillshire plan for the next financial year, and we publish it annually, and it lets the community know what our targets are, what we hope to achieve in the next financial year, what projects we think we'd like to undertake, and all those sorts of things. So that goes out in exhibition. We're looking for community feedback, and then we'll make a final determination. But some of the highlights in the program, so at least our capital works program, which is all the projects we want to do. So it's got $2.6 million for Kellyville Park upgrades, $1.6 million for Crestwood Reserve waterways, $610,000 on Fred Catterson tennis courts, the sporting facility refurbishment, $535,000 on various building works at Darkham Heights, which I'm sure will be of interest to you.
Yes.
$3 million for Sam Riley Reserve, going to build a new sporting fields out there, $1.7 million for Stringer Road Reserves as well. So there's lots of stuff. $856K for renewal play equipment and parks and things like that. Got a lot of money going towards RFS for various building works. So there's a whole heap of stuff in there that lists everything from, you know, what footpaths we think we might build to roundabouts to building works to major projects. Obviously Waze is in there. So a project that's obviously very close to my heart.
Yes.
So we're asking residents to have a look and to provide us some feedback on that document.
Okay. And what's the best way to...
at council's website. So if people go to the council's website, www.thehills.newsouthwales.gov.au, and then if you go to under major plans on exhibition, there's a tab there that you click on.
Right.
And it will be there. And you'll be able to find all this stuff on our Facebook pages as well.
Sounds good.
Excellent. Mm. Well, hopefully people will jump on and, you know, have a look and give you some feedback.
That'd be great.
Mm.
But, yeah, we're certainly trying to get on with the job of delivering services and infrastructure to our community, that's for sure, while we can.
Yeah, that's great.
You see, we're busy out in Sam Riley too, trying to finish that upgrade finally. So there's a lot of work going on. We've got a master plan out on exhibition for Box Hill Reserve as well. So there's lots of that sort of stuff going on, construction work and planning and design work for future projects as well going on.
Very good. So it's not all ground to a halt, which is good to hear.
No, we're trying to continue as much of business as usual as we can, obviously realising that we're not operating in a business as usual environment. So obviously there are areas of council that have been affected, and you've already mentioned them, the community groups, community events, venue hire and that sort of thing. But we're getting there.
And I guess those, you know, those infrastructure construction projects are going to be very important as we start to come out the other side of this, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yeah, they're important, particularly with the growth of the community as well. In some ways, now is a great time to be able to do some of these road projects in particular, because a lot of people are now working from home, so they're not on the roads.
Yeah.
So while the traffic is volume is less, now is a good time to get out there and try and do some of these projects.
Yeah. So there are one or two silver linings out there.
There are always silver linings.
Yeah, you've just got to look for them,
I suppose.
Yeah.
I guess spending more time at home, people spending more time with their families is always a good thing as well.
Yeah, that's
definitely
right.
All right. Thanks very much, Michelle.
That's all right. Lovely to chat to you again.
Yeah, you too. And we'll see you, hear from you in a month. Maybe you'll be able to come in the studio by a month's time.
Yeah,
who knows?
Like that. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, but it's more important that we look after ourselves. Maybe in 2 months you can come in or something.
Yes. There we go.
Yeah, we'll find out what's going on in a month's time anyway. And have a good month. You sound like you'll be busy.
You
we can't wait to hear who won. There were two contestants who won, so that'll be good tonight.
That will be.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good luck to whoever wins.
Thank you so much, Michelle. We'll
talk
to you soon.
You look after yourself.
All right.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.